Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and we are coming to you on a Monday, which means digging deeper. We are going to be going through so many clips. We got clips from Clickbait. we got clips from
It was just my excitement, I guess, at knowing that I'm about to hear grocery dispensing whatever he's about to dispense. I've listened to all these clips, by the way. Dark Seeker, of course, as you know, painstakingly goes through all of the various podcasts from around the nation, even nation peripheral podcasts in some cases.
She's filled with sauce and tea.
She is at this point.
She's a stew of tea and sauce.
But she finds all the best clips, all the ones that you need to hear so that you can get all the important information that's going around in these podcasts. And we have two here from Grocery on Clickbait that we're going to open the show with that you are going to love. Then we have a couple of clips from Off the Vine with guest Ellie Black. Now, one of these is the now notorious clip of Caitlin Bristow revealing that Zach Shallcross was not in London when he had COVID, in quotes. So we'll get to that. We have a couple of clips from She's All Batch with guest Clayton Eckerd, in which he discusses a lot of interesting stuff about the fourth audience, about the mean tweets that the producers made him read. He gets into all of it. And then, of course, we have some clips from a little podcast called The Vial Files from two separate episodes. You ain't going to believe the WIWTB you're going to hear in this episode. That, of course, stands for When I Was the Bachelor.
That's one of my favorite grapes.
What's that?
W-I-T-B.
W-I-W-T-B. When I was a bachelor. Then we're going to round this out with a clip from Higher Learning, in which Rachel Lindsay and Van Lathan are discussing Chris Harrison saying that ABC was thinking about bringing him back. And it's fucking hilarious. This clip is one of the funniest things I've probably heard in my lifetime, let alone in the last year, let alone in service of our beloved game. So we hope you will stick around to the very end to hear that clip. But let's start it off. Are you ready, Pace Case?
I'm ready.
This is
Digging Deeper.
All right, first up, we got two clips for you, a little appetizer, and who better to serve your appetizer to this meal than Grocery himself? This first clip is from Clickbait with guest co-host Aaron Clancy and guest Katie Bigger. This was from March 2nd, 2023. In this first clip, Grocery wonders what the effect of social media might be on contemporary bachelor relationships, and Clancy opens it up to a larger wrong reasons conversation. Here we go.
Jason Mesnick and Molly, they have been together for 13 years, so congrats. I do wonder, sometimes I wonder if the success rate was higher before social media, because I do think social media has played a part in a lot of it. But I don't know. I guess we'll never know. But congrats to them.
Was there a wrong reasons type narrative before social media? Was that ever a thing?
I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure just being on television, you're kind of there for the wrong reasons. And I think with Bachelorette and The Bachelor, you know, if you go on and you're not super into the lead, you don't necessarily want to go home, right? So you end up staying anyways, and then you are there for technically the wrong reasons, but what are you supposed to do?
And there's magazines, right? Like tabloids and stuff. So maybe they wanted to be.
It could be an OK magazine or People, whatever.
That was always the dream, dude, back in the day.
I'm still dreaming to be on the cover of a magazine.
I want to be on the cover of Tomatoes and Groceries magazine.
I don't know how to even start breaking this down. When.
Kroger and Ralph's limited edition magazine. I got to get in there.
Yeah. You ever see those magazines in the checkout stand that are like Beatles, 50 year anniversary, deep dive into the Beatles? I want one like that. Time Magazine presents Grocery, all the sauce that's fit to print.
That literally hurt my throat. So the question at hand here that Grocery and Clancy are stumbling around, proving they have no idea about anything, is,
yes,
has the For the Wrong Reasons been amped up since social media has been introduced to our beloved game? The answer is no. It was there in the very first season of The Bachelor. You saw a player when they had a date, a group date where they go to Las Vegas, Jesus Christ. And they're walking through, I believe, the lobby of the Bellagio. And she gets an ITM. And she says, when we were walking through the lobby, because the camera crew was there, all eyes were on us. It was her first taste of fame. That was in season one. So the answer to the question is no, it hasn't altered it. It didn't. The For the Wrong Reasons motivation to be there wasn't just because of social media. It's always been in the game. Anytime you're on TV.
And we saw the first magazine spread in the document. I think it was season four, the villain that season, the blonde lady, she got that motorcycle spread of how she was a bad girl. I mean, this is just what we expect from the official podcast at this point. No reverence for the history, no knowledge. But look, I don't need grocery to have knowledge because he's just given grocery.
I'm
still dreaming. I gotta be on the cover of the magazine. I don't care if he knows nothing. I just want to hear him talk. I don't know what's happening to me.
I love him as well.
If he leaves clickbait, I'm not okay.
There is a goofy charm that this man is now presenting that I will listen to 24 hours a day if necessary. He does, however, say in this, when they start asking the question, you know, are there more couples? Did couples stay together more before social media or after? And he's like, I guess we'll never know. We do know. We're living in the world that has that information readily available to all of us. And the answer is this. Depends on what you're...
depends on who you wind up being.
It depends on who you're talking about. Are you talking about main game couples? Because in that case, then you also get into some gray area. Was Sean Lowe in the era of social media or not?
No.
You sure?
I would say no.
You think he's the last season before it?
I would say the rise of social media starts with Andy Dorfman.
Who was a player on season 18, the season right after Sean Lowe.
Yeah. Anyone before that, I don't consider.
Okay.
I consider her the first influencer. Or Ashley I.
Yeah. Well, I think Dorfman, yeah, I agree. I think she was the first person to a million. But then by that metric, the answer is yes, couples were more successful. And also, if you're going by just the main game, couples were more successful prior to social media, because then I assume you would put Desiree Hartsock in that camp as well. So you've got Trista Rain, Desiree Hartsock, and Sean Lowe all in the area, in the era of pre-social media, and Mesnick. Molly Mesnick and Jason Mesnick. Mm-hmm. If you want to count them as an official couple, she was not his ring winner. She was his second choice. Then after that, who do you have? You've got
Lion Dykes. Lindsay.
Two couples?
JoJo.
Are you counting? Yeah, I guess JoJo's in there. So you've got three and three. So it's exactly even. Are you counting Paradise now? Because that's a whole different thing. And Paradise is all social media era. Every season of it.
I think the success rate has been bad the whole time. That's my conclusion.
Yes. The success rate is extremely low, whether there's social media or not. But just interesting that he's like, I guess we'll never know. All we got to do is spend 5 minutes thinking about it. But I ain't doing that. I want to be on the cover of a magazine.
That's one of my favorite phrases one of my friends and I use with each other is we'll never know about things that are easily knowable, but we're not going to look up.
Exactly. It takes too much time to Google it. At any rate.
But also, can we have Aaron Clancy host Clickbait with Grocery?
I don't know. I didn't listen to this whole episode. I don't know if Aaron Clancy has what it takes to get on the mic. I thought he would, but just from these clips... I'm not convinced. I would have to go back and listen to it all, but
he's not popping.
No. But let's move on to this next clip. This again is from Clickbait with co-host Aaron Clancy and guest Katie Bicker. In this clip, we have a conversation about Jess's exit from the main game, and Grocery reminds us
this is a TV show.
Here we go.
And I think Jess felt like a backup, and that's why she freaked out. Either way, don't think he was going to choose her.
Like, I guess that goes back to the point of like what we said earlier. Like, he's not honest with himself. that. Yeah. It's just like, know that, and, you know, don't make sure she's not leaving, you know, covered in tears, right?
It is also hard, you know, in his defense, right? You know, there's the realness of it, and it's still a TV show. Like, he can't just walk in and do what Claire did and, like, choose one guy and then say, like, peace out, because then we don't have a show.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so there's all that, too. So I don't know. I think she will be in paradise, but I just don't think she would have ended up with Zach anyways.
This is what I'm talking about with Clancy. I don't know if he's got the chops for it, because what's he talking about? He should have made sure that she didn't leave in tears. And if he knew she wasn't going to be the one, like, why is she still there? That kind of shit. And then
he's not been honest with himself yet. No, bruh.
Yeah. Being honest with, I'm sorry. What, Dad? Did you watch the last season of Bachelor of Paradise? Dude, you were on it. Being, I would say, less than honest with certain players, but that's the game.
Ooh, shots fired.
I'm not saying that he's hypocritical in this or anything. I'm saying he doesn't quite yet understand how to toe the line on an official Bachelor Nation podcast. And saying shit like that, it's like, especially when your co-host Grocery is then going to just be like, come on, dude, it's a TV show. Like, you know how this shit works. He doesn't get how to, like, be in that position yet, at least from these clips.
You know, it takes some time. I have hope for him. I think he's got to jam some of his one-liners in here.
I agree. He seems a little nervous to me. Like, he isn't quite settled into what this role could be. I hope that he gets there, because I do think he's one of the best players that's ever been on Paradise.
It's an audition.
I agree.
You've got to be nervous. But this discussion of Claire Crawley is also interesting. GSJ is like, well, you can't do what Claire Crawley did. And it's like, okay, we're blaming Claire Crawley on this again. They made her leave.
And, right? And by the way, she did do that. So you can do that. I watched it happen. Anyone can do that.
I watched it happen.
I mean, literally anyone could do that if they want to. If you come in as a lead and on night one or week two or whatever, sometime early in the season, you're like, this is the fucking person that I want to go home with. All you have to do is do that. They can't stop you. If you refuse to go on dates and shit, what are they going to do?
They're going to bring in Tayshia.
I don't think there's anything they can do.
They're gonna unleash the women who are in bubbles at the bottom of the pool, ready to emerge.
Yeah, Tayshia is the second Bachelorette in like five seasons in a row.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We gotta get Tayshia back here. Clean up the scraps.
Okay. Let's move on here to our next clip.
That is a funny thing to think about. Like, that if anyone leaves with their person, they just bring in Tayshia to date the drag. Bring in Tayshia on cleanup.
They brought in some new players for Tayshia too, though, that were out of the backup pool, the alternate pool. But okay, so that rounds out our clickbait clips. We're now going to move to what I would argue is probably the most important clip coming up, the second clip from the show that we're going to play off the vine here with guest Ellie Black from, this is February 23rd. Now, in this first clip, Bristow and Black discuss the changing nature of Instagram as it relates to our beloved game. Let's take a listen.
I had hope for Mercedes. We'll get into that later. But honestly, do you think they're sad about not having time with Zach? Or are they sad about losing potential followers at this point? Because obviously someone was asking Anastasia about, like, getting brand deals. And it's just so hard to tell this season. I don't want to sound bitter, because I'm not. I think everybody should be able to get Instagram followers and make money that way. It's great.
I think Jason might have posted about this. But I think there's something to say of, like, it's 2023.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going on The Bachelor to find love. I mean, yeah, that's an option. But, like, you know what comes out of it.
It's past its prime of getting followers, though. That's what I'm saying. People aren't just giving out follows anymore.
But we've already established, per Grocery's clips prior to this, that was always the case. Nobody's ever been going on The Bachelor just to find love. There's always been this element of fame, whatever shape that takes. The interesting part of this clip to me was in the end when Bristow says, nobody's just given out follows anymore. Is that true? I know we talk a lot about, changing social media platforms, that TikTok is starting to eclipse Instagram in terms of importance in the parasocial world. Mm-hmm. But is what Caitlin here said true? Are people being less likely to follow people now? Was there some kind of like Instagram frenzy back in the day where it was like, fuck it, I'll just follow anybody and everybody. And now people are more selective in that. Do you think that's really a part of this?
I think that might be a thing. Sure.
I've never really heard it put that way. And it is interesting to me. I don't know if it's true or not, but.
I mean, I've heard like Instagram is not a profile you can grow on. It just, mm-hmm. mostly shows you to people that you already know. And TikTok is like mostly showing you to strangers. And like, it's just a different. I don't think the growth potential is there. I would invest in TikTok if I'm a player today.
Right. But I mean, even if it's you're not getting shown to people or whatever, it still is about the audience of The Bachelor. I don't think like a lot of people, even in the heyday of Instagram and Bachelor, I don't think a lot of players were getting like complete strangers. You know, they're showing up in their feed and they're like, oh, who's this? Click, I'll follow. You're still only getting followed by the audience of the show. And I don't think, generally speaking, the audience has really declined that much. I know the ratings are going down and all that, but I think still roughly the same amount of people on the whole are watching it somewhere, streaming, YouTube TV, whatever. But are they less likely to follow you on Instagram now? It seems like yes. And is that because they don't get on Instagram as much? Or is it because they literally are just like, I'm not using Instagram in that way anymore?
Probably both.
Yeah, I think it might be. I'd be interested to see. There must be studies being done about this now. Yeah. Is this something that's affecting only Bachelor players, or is this kind of across the board of Instagram? Are people just following people less?
We got to find this out. We got to get a social media expert on here, maybe.
Sure. Happy to have it.
We got to get Lori Kay on here. That's what we need.
Yeah, she would tell us for sure.
Lori Kay, come on and tell us the answers.
I don't know, but I thought it was interesting. The kind of theory here that Caitlin is posing, that people just aren't following people as much. It's interesting to me.
Do you think you're following people less?
Yeah, I'm not even using social media really at this point. I'm fucking pumping out as much content as I can across every platform. But I definitely don't make as many memes anymore. Although there are some AI technologies coming out that I think are going to radically alter that. I think in the next 2 or 3 months, I'm going to start doing some crazy shit. But
I'm terrified of the memes to come with this new technology.
Yeah. I mean, I just find that I'm much more interested in writing about and talking about Bachelor than I am now in making memes. That said, I mean, I guess I'm still on it at least every day. I'm scrolling through, you know, looking at videos and pictures and shit of Bachelor stuff. But yeah, I don't think I'm interacting with it as much. But I don't know if that's just me either. I don't know if that, again, is like a blanket thing for the entire population of Instagram or if it's just me.
I mean, I don't go. Do you go to like the Explore page on Instagram?
Yes.
I don't go to that. And okay. I didn't know that that was a thing that people do. Like, yeah. Just to find like random stuff. But I do that version of it on TikTok where serve me algorithm. Yeah. I'll eat whatever you're giving me. And the algorithm is so good that I just feel like Instagram feels like things that were on TikTok like a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like to me.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. I do think that, you know, Instagram, anytime a new social media platform starts rising to prominence, Instagram starts to or attempts to snipe it and do exactly what they're doing and build it in as a new feature to Instagram. I think they successfully did that to TikTok or to Snapchat with Instagram stories. I think they did essentially destroy Snapchat. I know it still exists, but it's not like as prominent as it used to be for sure. And I think that's largely due to Instagram stories. They have not been able to replicate what TikTok does, not even close. They're trying to do it with Reels. They're trying to do it with their Explore page. And it is horrible by comparison, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I look at my Explore page and it's just like, who do they think I am? Some sort of like mentally ill person?
Aren't we all? But let's move on to this next clip. And this next clip, again, it comes to us from Off the Vine with guest Ellie Black from February 23rd. This is the clip that was heard round the nation. It is the most important clip of this Digging Deeper, perhaps the most important clip that we will hear from any podcast over the course of Zach Shawcross's season 27. In this clip, Bristow fires some straight tea into the Sauce Wars by contradicting an edit that just happened in our beloved game. Buckle your seatbelts. This clip is insane. Here we go. If you'd like to hear what Caitlin Bristow has to say about Zach Shawcross potentially not shooting his COVID scenes in London, then you're just going to go to patreon.com/gameofroses. Join us in the bottom of the pit. You're going to get access to the rest of this Digging Deeper. You're going to get access to every Digging Deeper we've ever done. You're going to get access to our live shows that we do every Monday, half an hour before our beloved game airs on the East Coast at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. You're going to get access to our Discord where you can submit your own screams, some of which we play on This Week in Bachelor Nation. And you're going to get access to a new thing I've started doing called Clues Corner. Right now, I am watching every episode of Netflix's Perfect Match. You can watch them with me in our Patreon right now, even if you don't have Netflix. So I hope to see you very soon in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.